Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just where I'm supposed to be. I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just where I'm supposed to be. I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just where I'm supposed to be. I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just where I'm supposed to be. Oh, my soul is welcome here. Oh, my soul is welcome here. I am getting the message loud and clear. My soul is welcome here. I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just what I'm supposed to be. I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just what I'm supposed to be. Oh, my soul is welcome here. Oh, my soul is welcome here. I am getting the message loud and clear. My soul is welcome here. Oh, my soul is welcome here. Oh, my soul is welcome here. I am getting the message loud and clear. My soul is welcome here. I am getting the message loud and clear. My soul is welcome here.
There is one divine creative expression. Its nature is love, peace, joy. It is a divine intelligence that lives, moves, and has its being throughout all of creation. It is here right now in this very moment. It is an everywhere present source of energy. And as it is love, I am love. As it is peace, I am peace. As it is joy, I express that joy in my life. As I know this is true for myself, I know this is true for each and every person on this planet. For every source of creativity and creation that exists is fueled by this one divine intelligence. Therefore, I know and I speak my word for and about this service, knowing that it is the perfect unfolding of Spirit's creation right here, right now. I speak a word of gratitude for all of the hands and hearts that have brought it to its perfect unfoldment as this service. And I trust that within the words, the music, the message, that something is here for each of us. I speak a word of blessing for our beloved center, knowing it is supported, vibrant, healthy, and abundantly supplied. And as I release this word with joy back into that divine mind, I do so knowing that it unfolds perfectly for the highest and greatest good of all. And so it is. Hello, I'm Susan Robinson, a prayer practitioner here at the Center. Here is today's affirmation from our Beyond 2020 Spiritual Book of Affirmations. I am more kind, transparent, and undefended when I communicate with others. I notice my self-talk is more loving, gentle, and forgiving. I declare a willingness to listen more than I speak. And so it is.
Welcome to the weekly virtual service coming to you from the Center for Spiritual Living in Santa Rosa, California, where our spiritual practice leads us to uphold the vision of a world that works for everyone. I'm Joyce DeFalla, a minister at the Center, and it's my great joy to say a word of welcome both to you who have found your way to us for the first time and also to our regulars. You know, as much as I miss being together in person at the Center, sharing laughs, maybe a hug, as much as I miss that, I am so grateful for these virtual services with their uplifting and heart-opening music and prayer and their mind-expanding messages, as well as all the other offerings that our center provides online. You know, they keep changing, and so you can always find out what's happening at our website, cslsr.org. I don't know how I would have gotten through these past many months without this regular contact with the center. So if you, like me, would like to support the good work of the center and everything that's going on online, you can make a donation either on Facebook by using that donate button that is a safe way to make a contribution, or also on our webpage, which has a portal that takes PayPal. Either way, whether at that website, again, it's cslsr.org or PayPal, however you are able to contribute to the center, we deeply appreciate it. At our service today, our speaker is Reverend Ruth Barnhart, who has been with us for 20 years in high service in our ministry that provides spiritual visits for people who are experiencing health challenges, as well as being a popular teacher in our education ministry. Reverend Ruth also guest speaks at other centers, so we are lucky that today she's here with us at home. I invite you to simply relax and open to that special something that is here just for you on your spiritual journey. And do know with me that you are absolutely welcome here.
When I was a boy each week, on Sunday we would go to church and pay attention to the priest. He would read the holy word and consecrate the holy bread, and everyone would kneel and bow. Today the only difference is everything is holy now. Everything, everything, everything is holy now. When I was in Sunday school, we would learn about the time Moses split the sea in two, and Jesus made the water wine. And I remember feeling sad that miracles don't happen still. But now I can't keep track, 'cause everything's a miracle. Everything, everything, everything's a miracle. Now wine from water is not so small, but an even better magic trick is that anything is here at all. So the challenging thing becomes not to look for miracles, but finding where there isn't one. When holy water was rare at best, barely wet my fingertips, but now I have to hold my breath like I'm swimming in a sea of it. It used to be a world half there, heaven's second rate hand-me-down, but I walk it with a reverent air. And everything is holy now. Everything, everything, everything is holy now. Now read a questioning child's face and say it's not a testament. That'd be very hard to say. See another new morning come and say it's not a sacrament. I tell you it can't be done. This morning outside I stood and saw a little red-winged bird shining like a burning bush, singing like a scripture verse. Made me want to bow my head. And I remember when church let out, how things have changed since then. And everything is holy now. It used to be a world half there, heaven's second rate hand me down, but I walk it with a reverent air, 'cause everything is holy now.
Good morning. It's good to be with you this morning, even if it's virtually. I'm so grateful to be here on this Thanksgiving weekend, this time of sacred practice of gratitude. Our theme this morning is when, and I might add, where do you experience the sacred? For me, this really invites me to look and see what are the habits of my life? What are the things that I do? What are the practices that I do that bring me home into that divine presence? I think naturally of prayer. I love prayer. I love sitting in the quiet, in the silence, in my inner being. I love hiking. Those of you who know me and have followed my Facebook posts, I love being out in nature and being in that richness and that beauty that clearly reflects the divine presence, that sacredness of life. Sometimes it's singing and sometimes it's dancing, things that I do in private, but things that fill me up and shake me loose from the ordinary or the mundane or the things that may be weighing on my heart or my mind and allow me to come home to who I am. But the other question that comes up for me is, where and when don't we experience the sacred? For me, the awareness, this teaching of oneness that is so clear in my heart and soul, it seems so strange that it can get muddled and so blocked away.
The last time I spoke to you was 3 days before I had hip replacement surgery. Now, I was holding this really lightly, and people were saying, oh, it's going to be wonderful. You're going to be jumping up and running, and things are going to be happening so fast. And as someone who sits with people during, before surgery or after surgery, that sits with people as they're making their transitions, I know that life is bigger than our agendas. So I held this very lightly in my heart, and I just went into it trusting my surgeon and trusting the divine. What I experienced afterwards through some hard work and some pain and some effort and some practice is that I got back onto the trails. And all of a sudden, it was like a 500-pound weight was lifted from my shoulders, from my mind, from my the energy, the spirit of my being. And I found myself up on mountains and on the top of hills that I had loved to walk on in the past. And I would be so exhilarated because I felt so free and so light. And on the way home, I frequently would find myself saying out loud, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. I remember talking to my good friend Lewis after his surgery, and he said to me, Ruth, don't let me forget this gratitude, this joy for just being alive. And yet we forget. The mundane gets in the way. The challenges of the world get in the way. Certainly at this time of year, there's a lot going on, a lot weighing on people's hearts and minds. Not only the world conditions and the politics that are going on, not only in the pandemic that's going on, but people's in their personal challenges. I personally know several friends that are going through big challenges physically. I've known several friends in the last couple of months have made their transition. So I'm not about pretending that things are always easy, always light. But I am about encouraging myself and all of us to remember and deepen into that place that is always here. That inner kingdom that is the true source of the sacredness of life. That remembering that we are always connected to something more than we can see. Ernest Holmes, our founder, says, so close is the union of the creation with its creator that it is impossible to see where one leaves off and the other begins. He also says in the textbook, we look to afar for God. God, the divine, is in the field with the farmer and with the mother as she holds her baby to her breast. I might add that God is with us when we're suffering, when we're in grief, when we're struggling. And so what I want to do is this morning is invite us all to look again, to look more deeply, to practice seeing that divine wherever we are as we are. Before my surgery, I had gone through hard years of pain, and I just kept going and plowing through and walking and hiking up these hills with this severe pain in my hip, and it got so bad that I had to slow down, and I could only go so far up the side of these mountains. It would get so bad that when I was coming back to my car, I was just barely making it, counting my steps, wondering if I was actually going to get back. And every time I would stop and I would hear this voice inside that say, Ruth, is this worth it? And I'd stop and I'd just look around at nature, at the beauty surrounding me. And every time I heard a resounding yes. Didn't take the pain away. Didn't take the hard work away. The power of the journey of our lives. But it anchored me, brought me home to just the beauty and the wonder of being alive. I have a tradition every year of watching It's a Wonderful Life. I'm sure most, if not all of you, have seen this movie. So I watched this on Thanksgiving, because what I love about this movie is how when George Bailey gets to come back to his life after this glimpse of what the world would be like without him, that he is running through the streets cheering and celebrating and saying thank you. And yet nothing's changed. His life, as far as he knows, is still going bankrupt. His business, someone might go to jail, as he said. There was scandal going on. And yet that feeling, that upliftment of gratitude fills him up. That was the experience I had after my surgery, because for years I hiked. And I loved my hikes, but I hiked without pain, but I didn't feel that exhilaration. And I noticed, and it's said by many teachers, that it's frequently the struggles and the pain that lift us up to remember and to see more clearly. And so the invitation to do that practice, to look again. The other thing that brings me home to the sacred is my ministry. I am so blessed and feel so blessed all the time for being able to sit with people. At the end of last year, I had the incredible honor of sitting with a woman. It was the first time ever that I sat with someone who had chosen death with dignity. This was a woman who had cancer, and she was terminal, and every day she could feel new tumors in her body, and the pain was getting worse and worse, and her ability to breathe and function was less and less. And she had gotten the drug that was going to take her into her death. But before she died, she came and sat with me because she wanted to do something about all the fear that was going on in her. But it was more than a fear of death. She said to me, this is a fear I've carried all my life. Now, this is a woman who was very, very successful. She had all the stuff out in the world, the beautiful home and the car. She traveled as a single woman all over the world. And yet she had this sense of not belonging, not being good enough. And she hid that from everybody. And so every time she came to see me, we would sit and we would just talk and bring ourselves together back to the present moment. I mean present moment, where our past disappeared, where there was no moment past that moment that we were sharing together. No fear of death or how is this going to be, but just being in each other's presence. And every time she would come and hug me and she would tell me how grateful she was. And every time she left, I felt so filled up. Both with the gratitude for touching her and making a difference in her life, but even more filled up with just being present in life. You see, it's this touching into life and touching into our inner connection that brings so much value, the sacredness of being. It's that inner relatedness. The last time I spoke about our inner relatedness to nature, that inner relatedness to the divine, it's the same. But to look at our inner relatedness to each other, that truly, 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 there's no separation. This month, we are using the book, Turning to One Another, by Margaret Wheatley. And I love Margaret Wheatley. She has such a deep understanding of relatedness. Us to the earth and us to the air and us to the evolutionary process that's unfolding constantly through us. Margaret Wheatley says, We are not broken people. It's our relationships that need repair. It's relationship that brings us back to health, wholeness, and holiness. And she's not just speaking about intimate relationships. I talk to so many people pining for this other that's supposed to fill them and enrich them. She's speaking about the whole package of relationship, relationship to ourselves, relationship to the earth, relationship to the divine, and relationship to everybody with whom we share life. Because there's truly no separation there. There's a story I've told several times at the center, and I know many of my students have heard this story, but it's a story that's so pivotal in my unfoldment that has brought me into my ministry. It happened decades ago, and I was living in Berkeley, and I was really having a bad day, and I went down to a restaurant that I knew that was very familiar to me, and I knew the people there, and I was going to eat a healthy meal, and I thought, this will support me and help me. I'm going to do something good for myself. And no sooner did I sit down and order my vegetables and my brown rice, and I was feeling pretty good that I was doing something good, than a homeless man came and sat down right beside me. And he looked like he was doing something to hex the people. He was making a noise with his throat and pointing to people individually and making this buzzing, hissing sound. And I'm thinking, I don't think he can hex me. I don't really believe in that. But I'm having a bad day, and this would be the day it would happen. And my mind starts going crazy about why this man is here and what this means and what should I do and should I feed him, and knowing that it wasn't happening without some kind of purpose, that life doesn't accidentally happen. When all of a sudden I noticed a shifting in the side of my vision, and I turned and looked at him. He was close enough that I could touch him. But when I turned, what I saw were energy patterns, colored light waving in the air, just particles in this vague shape of a man. And the voice lifted up inside me and said, "You're made of the same stuff." And my first thought when I came back to this sense of just being this form in this room with just normal things happening was, oh my God, the teachers weren't kidding when they said, we are one. We are one. We are here together already in relationship. And we are here reflecting back that truth all the time. Some of you know that I work with my good friend Catherine Jurek and this team of people she has gathered from the center to cook for the homeless twice a week. Because since that experience, that knowing, that connectedness to this man and to the homeless community, I can't help but know that they are me and I am them. That it's really hard to know where one lays off and the other begins when you look from that higher perspective. This teaching is really all about looking from that higher perspective, seeing beyond the veil of separation. Now our eyes will see separate. They will. Our eyes will tell us, our mind will tell us, and I know our minds chatter. The other day when I was in Annandale, I'm in this chattering mode, I'm walking up in this trail, and all of a sudden I thought, Ruth, this could be your last day. And I stopped, and I brought my thoughts to a still point, and I just noticed. I noticed what I was connected to. What I was seeing. I let life in and let it out. this is what I invite us to as we practice this time of celebrating our gratitude in the midst of hard stuff. Not pretending we don't have human conditions and that sometimes it's a hard condition. Things can be scary. Things are certainly unknown. And yet there is that sacredness of life right here. It's the holy ground that we stand upon all the time. I was sitting with Reverend Tara the other day in her backyard, and we were sharing what was going on for us, and we were both sharing synchronicities, these beautiful encounters where things just came together in this perfect timing. And Tara so often says, when we're talking about such things, she'll say, oh, Spirit is so good. And I always give pause. My mind always rattles a little bit when I hear that. And I thought, oh, can I know that Spirit is always good, no matter what? Can I recognize God's handiwork all the time, even if it's bringing me to my knees in prayer? Because truly, I believe we're here to wake up to that greater expression so we can give our light, our love. I've heard people talk about George Bailey in this movie, It's a Wonderful Life, and say, well, yes, but he did this all this good work and he was such a good man. And it ended in such a beautiful way in that Hollywood ending where so many people came forth and gave him all this money and gave him all this love. But the fact is, we're always touching each other all the time with our thoughts, with our energy. We're connected. We really are connected. And so we're called to look and listen and be anew. We have this global vision in our community. Our founder, Ernest Holmes, invites us to be that expression of peace in the midst of that doesn't look peaceful. To be in the practice and the understanding and live from that place and understanding of equality and love in the midst that seems other. One of the things that I love about holidays is it lights us up into these greater expressions in gratitude, in light, that Christed light that's coming up in the December season. Allowing life to have its way through us to be a greater expression, that sacredness that we are, not broken, but learning to relate to ourselves and our world and each person from a place of love, from a place of understanding God's unity, from understanding that really life is one tapestry and we are each a thread in the tapestry. I remember years ago being at Yosemite. I was sitting at Yosemite Falls, and this woman from Asia came up to me, and she was speaking to me, and she said to me, oh, I feel so grateful I finally made it here. She says, have you been here before? And I said, I don't live that far away, only 5 hours. I try to come regularly. And she said to me, oh, you're so blessed. When we parted ways and I continued on my hike, I started singing the song, I Am So Blessed. And it continued in my mind the rest of my trip. And what I noticed is as I was singing that, everything lit up. It became more beautiful. I saw it more clearly. This is what we're doing in our spiritual practice, is we're opening our eyes to see more clearly. So I invite you in that inward turn right now. as we come home, aligning with that oneness beyond human seeing, beyond human understanding. To remember that all of life is the handiwork of the divine, that all that is unfolding within and around us is that one life creating and recreating anew. It is everywhere, in everything, in every moment, and it is sacred. It is God. And it is right here in me, and is right in the midst of each and every person here listening to this service. It is in all life, with all sentient beings with whom we share life. And so I simply call this forth and name it, proclaim it anew, newly awakened right now, that we see more clearly, hear more deeply, and remember that divine embrace wherever we are, to be that fuller, greater expression of that one. That is the very nature of who and what we are all the time. The sacred is here in the midst of us. It is all around us. And it is doing its good work through us right now. So grateful to know this truth. I simply rest in this gratitude, turning this over to the divine presence that knows and does all things. I let go. I let this be, and so it is. Amen. Blessed be.
Good morning. My name is Jeff Basham, and I'm a prayer practitioner here at the Center. I'm so happy that you joined us this morning. Now, I have a couple of announcements for you about upcoming events that I think that you'll enjoy. First, on Wednesdays in December, Lunchtime Learning is back. We're going to be reading Tara Brach's book, Radical Acceptance. We'll begin by exploring our beliefs around not enoughness and unworthiness. We'll be answering questions like what camouflages them and how do we wake up to self-acceptance. Tara's book is available in our online Stepping Stones bookstore. There's no need to register. Just look up the link on our website and show up in Zoom on Wednesdays in December from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Reverend Tara is the facilitator. And next Sunday, registration for our winter classes begins. There are three core classes being offered this time. One is on the mind and body's well-being. The second is on creating thought patterns to enhance our lives. And the third is roots, focusing on three key contributors to the new thought movement. Shorter enrichment classes are also available. Emma Curtis Hopkins, the Teacher of Teachers, Affirmations of St. Francis, and The Power of Spiritual Community. Details about all of these classes is available on our website and under the Events and Classes tab. And tonight, at our Sunday evening gathering, the topic is Desire to Demonstration. What are you willing to pray for? Tonight's 7 p.m. gathering is facilitated by Maggie Cole, Elias Owens, and Peggy Weber. And there will be a sweet candle lighting service in Zoom on Thursday, December 24th. If you would like to participate by creating a 60-second video of lighting a candle to honor someone or to bless an intention, please check the details on our website. And last, after-service prayer is being offered after this service. Just go to our website at cslsr.org and click on Sunday Links and then After Service Prayer. I look forward to seeing you there, where you can have one-on-one confidential prayer with a prayer practitioner who will tell you your highest good in no uncertain terms. Thank you for being here this morning.
Hello, everyone. I hope this video finds you well. It's been an incredibly challenging year, to say the least, and I hope you're still able to find comfort in the great community you all have in the Center for Spiritual Living. My name is Maxwell Anderson. I use they, them pronouns, and I'm the outreach coordinator for Positive Images. Positive Images is a grassroots nonprofit organization that provides support, advocacy, and education by and for Sonoma County's LGBTQIA+ community. Believe it or not, we actually run Sonoma County's only LGBTQIA+ center. At PI, we nurture positive self-image by creating an affirming environment which invites everyone to explore themselves and their identities, develop leadership skills, and participate in building a just, equitable, and compassionate society. We began in 1990 in reaction to the AIDS crisis, which was destroying our community. Two local therapists responded by taking that overwhelming sadness and grief and turning it into action, creating a space where local LGBTQIA+ people could come together for support, connection, and community. Although we are sadly unable to meet in our community center in downtown Santa Rosa at the moment, we are still providing mental health support groups online weekly for both youth and adults, including an art curriculum and a youth leadership development program, enabling the growth of our young people and empowering them to become the next generation of community leaders. Despite shelter in place, we have still provided virtual LGBTQIA+ cultural competency trainings across Sonoma County to local schools, organizations, churches, hospitals, and government agencies. We continue to offer our services to people looking for resources and referrals, or those simply needing a safe space to be their authentic selves. PI does incredible work in our community with just two staff people, as well as an enthusiastic youth leadership team and a small but extremely dedicated group of volunteers. We are so thrilled and grateful to be your nonprofit partner once again, and so thankful for your help during this stressful time. As a nonprofit, finding funding isn't always easy, and your kindness and support, both individually and from the Center for Spiritual Living as a whole, ensures that members of Positive Images continue to have a safe place to exist in, and the continued ability to build a community that is supportive and reflective of who we are. Thank you.
Thank you, God, for everything. 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 To invite you to repeat after me. I'll say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you're grateful, say thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for everything. 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 Thank you, God, for everything.